All right, folks. Good morning. Good morning. Good to see everybody here. I know a lot of you are pissed off at me. I will say I'm sorry, but oh, that Ryan Valley video was just too short. He just didn't give us enough. The topic and what we were talking about was just too heavy for FluffTube. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't even put that on. I thought I'd put a little teaser out there. And what, I'm not allowed to like promote my TV channel? I'm not allowed to do that? I'm not allowed to do that? Okay. Sorry, but I have to do it. Also, folks, I saw someone in the comments here say, if something doesn't happen by fall, I'm done. I'm just done. Really? And then what? And then what? You're done? You're done? You're just going to turn your back and just say, I'm done. It's still going to happen anyway. There's going to be a lot of drama in fall. What do you mean if something doesn't happen in fall, you're done? What does that mean? You're done. Like, you just had enough. I'm over it. I'm breaking up with the whole movement. Like, what does it mean? I don't understand. I'm not a psychic. I can't predict dates, but I can tell you that we are going to take a vertical jump in drama. In drama. So what does that mean? You're done. I don't understand that. You know, I'm doing my best. I'm just like all of you. I'm like all of you, to the point that I'm frustrated too. Okay. I get frustrated too. You know, another thing that I don't like, I hate, you know, I went to the gym yesterday and it's like I'm walking into an Instagram audition. It's like an Instagram audition. Now I walk in, it used to be one tool bag with this phone out recording himself when he's working out. Now there's like 3, 4, or 5. And it's like, now I have to like, it's an obstacle course to like dodge the cameras and move out of the way of the cameras. Everyone has their little phone on their tripod watching themselves work out. Why? Just go work out. You don't need to record it. Nobody cares. You're like everybody else on Instagram working out. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I just want to be left. When I go to the gym, that's like my sanctuary where I just want to get away from everything and get on the treadmill, do the weights. And then now I got people with their phones everywhere. You look ridiculous. Nobody's that important. Nobody cares how many sets you do, how many reps you do. I promise you, nobody cares. Nobody. Unless you're wearing a thong and showing your ass to the millions of people, it's all being said. They don't care how many reps you're doing, how many sets you're doing. They don't care. You can Venmo me D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out, folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy. And my mama's book, The Mexican Mixie. I don't know why I do that voice. But it's on Amazon as well. And folks, get your noble gold. Get your noble gold. You better get your gold. That's all I can say. I'm putting up Jim Willie today, or not today, tomorrow. I'm going to put Jim Willie up on YouTube. It's a fascinating interview. He's saying gold to go 10,000. What? I don't know, folks. I just laid out for you all to play it out. So Jim Willie's coming on. Gold to hit 10,000. XRP to save the economy? I don't know. Sounds crazy? Okay. I'm not a financial expert, but hey, let's listen to Jim Willie. He's coming on tomorrow. I'm airing that on YouTube. I think it's FluffTube worthy. So get ready to watch Jim Willie tomorrow on YouTube. Feeling unsure about your finances these days, folks? Yeah, everybody is. You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped, like moi. The Noble Gold crew walked me through everything. No stress. I can sleep at night, and that's very rare. With their help, I can finally sleep at night without the NyQuil. Just kidding. I still take NyQuil every now and then. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments, noblegoldinvestments.com. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, folks. Get started. I'm going to be interviewing Colin Plume as well. He's always an interesting interview. I got to say that. So Colin Plume will be coming on my show. Watch Jim Willie tomorrow, and then I'm going to have Colin Ploon later this month. But, folks, Spotify Nino's Corner, Telegram Nino's Corner. Is there like a mass exodus happening on Telegram? I don't know what's going on with Telespam, but it seems like a lot of people are getting off there. Getter Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner, Truth Social David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, Twitter Nino Boxer, Twitter's Nino Boxer. That's getting I'm getting a lot of people on there now. PatriotWear.com being right there, and Nino's Corner.tv is fire, folks. Also the drop, I'm trying to build up the drop. Help me get to 20,000 people. I think it's, you know, hey, listen, if you like my political commentary, maybe you'll like my commentary on the social decline of humanity. We get to watch very fucked up people together. It's fun. So I get to commentate on the social decline, and you go with me down the rabbit hole into this disgusting abyss of slime of called what's called humanity now. Anyway, folks, how was the Ryan Velli interview on Nino's Corner.tv, right? That's scary. Pretty scary stuff, but I got to tell you, it's up there right now. Ryan Velli, the military independent contractor, the military intelligence contractor, is up there now on Nino's Corner.tv. I have three videos of Juan O'Savin up there as well. I've got Ron Velli and Juanito on a roundtable. I'm putting that up tomorrow evening. I'm going to put that up tomorrow. It's already done. It's already recorded. And I got Joshua Abraham. Joshua Abraham, whose father wrote the book, Larry Abraham, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Very powerful book. I don't know if you guys know about this book. It's a very powerful book. I have Josh, his son, Larry Abraham's son, Joshua Abraham, who says, who claims he infiltrated the Masons and went deep. Balls deep. No, I don't, that's probably at a much higher level, actually. No, but so he comes on my show and we talk about this, and it was about an hour and a half long. It's really, really good. It's very informative. I'm trying to put together a roundtable right now with Joshua and Roseanne Barr. I sent her the file. Let's see what she thinks about the interview. So I'd like to get her outlook on this because we talk a lot about the Jews. Okay. You know, I'm just saying, a lot of people are talking about them these days, so I don't know. I also got Jan Halper coming on tonight for the General's Tent at 5 p.m. Jan Halper will be the general in the General's Tent. You can ask her any question your little heart desires, and I think it's going to be good. She's a DOD task force, so she claims, and she'll be taking questions from the audience. You guys ask whatever you want. Keep it clean. Keep it short. Have respect for the other guests that are guests in the general's tent, because we got to keep, you know, we got to keep it moving, folks. So always be aware of that. And so tonight, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Jan Halper is the general in the general's tent. It's not too late. Go subscribe now and get on there. A Zoom link will be sent out to you about an hour before if you have not already got it. You might have already got it. I have some people doing my work for me where they send out the links, and sometimes I get confused the way technology works because I just box for a living, and this shit really kind of confuses me. All right, folks. Oh, and by the way, Ryan Velli will be the general in the general's tent in October. Wow. So this is going to get good. I got to say, I'm pretty proud of the way Nino's Corner.tv is turning out to be. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. I'm about to red pill the nation. Yeah. Oh, that fucking burns. All right, folks. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go. Oh, yeah. waiting for that blood vessel to pop. Oh boy, he's just so crazy. He is such a crazy guy. So I try to pay attention to what everyone's saying here. So when you say, well, if nothing happens this fall, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm done with this. I'm done with this, Sarah. It's kind of like saying, throw in the towel. Just throw in the towel. I'm done fighting. I don't see this ending for a very long time, if it does end. Remember I always say, folks, be comfortable being uncomfortable. We are in it. We are in this together. At least you know you have a tribe. At least you don't have like-minded people with you. This is going to get bumpy, and both sides are not giving in anytime soon. Now, do I think we win and pull the reins back in America? Yes, I do. I do believe that. I see that coming, but the fight is going to intensify before then and even intensify more after that. Missile systems, then add that Ryan Belly was saying scary shit. Okay, I'll look into that. First of all, I said on my title here, I said warning, impeachment, Biden. Be careful, impeach Biden. Be careful what you wish for. So, yeah, of course, we in principle, we want Biden to be impeached, right? Be careful what you wish for. So you want to squeeze, but you don't want to choke, folks. So this is what I'm worried about. Maybe it's best not to impeach him. Okay, I understand we have to. Justice, in principle, justice needs to be served. But, folks, be careful what you wish for. This would be like giving the Democrats a softball to smack out of the park. So I'm stating here that maybe we need to squeeze Biden and make them hold on to him into 24. Am I making sense here, folks? Give me a thumbs up if you get what I'm laying down here, because we have to let them hold on to this rotting corpse into 24. Now, we have to make them figure out how to play this game themselves. We cannot lobby them a softball to smack out of the park. And I don't know, who do we get next? Newsom? Pelosi? Kamala? The cackling hyena? Who do we get next? We're just giving it to them. We're saying, oh, forget playing musical chairs, Democrat musical chairs. We're just going to do it for you. Let's get rid of Biden. And then, what do you guys want? Who's your next star player? Get what I'm saying here? I'm concerned, and I'm just asking the questions. So as Biden continues to be the rotting corpse for the Democrat Party, the Democrats are scrambling to the drawing board right now, but maybe they don't have to. Maybe if we impeach him, they say, oh, shit, they're giving this to us? Really? You guys are just going to hand this to us? This is an easy touchdown. Am I not making sense here? So in other words, yeah, justice in principle, justice needs to be served. But if we give them the ball on the 1 yard line, I'm just saying, now they have the opportunity to not look so desperate, not look so pathetic. And they just say, oh, okay, here, Kamala, go for it. Run it in. Here, Newsom, here you go. Oh, Pelosi, come off the bench. This is my concern. So this would be like the easy way out. It'd be like the easy way out. And guess what else would happen here? In effect, they would kill two birds with one stone. Why? They get to put their replacement in, and then guess what? MAGA, that's not paying attention here, would just be justified. They'd be like, well, that's good. At least he got impeached, and justice was served. And now let's move on to 24, and whatever happens in 24, that's okay. So we let this guy fuck up the country for three and a half years. Finally, okay, bye-bye, Biden. And now we get someone else. Be smart. Right now, they have limited moves on the chessboard, but we're giving them an out. If we impeach this guy, we're basically saying, go ahead. Who do you want? Yeah, really? Yeah, let him in. That's how I see this. But yeah, you're right. Impeachment. But I'm just saying it would work out for them. Anxiety ripples through the Democrat Party over Biden. A growing number of polls are showing voters concerned about President Biden's age and energy. Democratic lawmakers have hesitated to offer full-throated endorsements on his running mate. Prominent commentators have ruminated on whether he should drop out of the presidential race. So they're already putting this out there. I'm telling you, folks, I'm finding more and more articles like this. Justice Department indicting Biden's son of gun charges is now sending waves of anxiety through parts of the Democratic Party, and some fret about whether the man who helped oust Donald Trump, from the White House may not have the vitality at 80 to successfully prevent a return. He's in a period of his life where passing and death is imminent. Oh, geez. Said Sharon Sweeter, the leader of the Democratic Party in Lorain County in Ohio, who said that often hears that voters worried about the president's potential frailty. We're all on the ticking clock. But when you're at his age or at Trump's age, that clock is ticking a little faster, and that's a concern for voters. Many in the party continue to voice confidence in Biden, and they note that Trump himself is not much younger at 77, but Biden's allies are frustrated by the hand-wringing from the anxious fraction of the party, and even as campaign officials. Remember what Juanito said. China has gained this out to where he's got 90 to 180 days. I think that's what they gamed out. So they know he's going bye-bye. Now, are we just going to give him a softball? I don't know. Notice Pelosi's getting very confident lately. Same with Kamala. That's going to be interesting. But I'd rather they play this out themselves. Oh, yeah. This is getting interesting. I am commentating the greatest show on earth. And that's all I'm doing, folks. I'm commentating it. I think I put together some good interviews. But it is commentating. This is like when I used to commentate boxing, but now I'm commentating the deep state war. It's fucking awesome. This is much more exhilarating. Trump wanted personal assistant to tell feds, you don't know anything about the boxes. So former President Donald Trump reportedly warned his longtime personal assistant not to cooperate with a federal investigation into the classified documents he took to Mar-a-Lago, according to a new report on Monday. So they're getting really desperate here, folks. Really, really desperate. The statement mirrors remarks Trump made with his own lawyers and prosecutors considered to be strong evidence of obstruction of justice, since it's illegal for anyone to instruct another person to lie to a federal investigators. They're trying to find any. Remember, folks, these charges are not going to end. They're going to keep throwing more and more and more on him. Hopefully something sticks. Now, I've heard from a source, and this is just hearsay. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's true, but the source is pretty credible. That there was a shouting match between Fannie Willis, motherfucker, and somebody else. And they sounded really panicked. Really panicked. Like, something's got to stick or we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Now, this is just what I've heard. Don't know. I can't validate it. I cannot validate it. Another thing, a little pause for a second here. Folks, please share my videos, and I got to beat the algorithm. Share my videos and subscribe and like the videos. It helps it get more of a reach because they're doing all they can to throttle me back. And we're coming into a very important time. And I just want to say this. This important time that we're coming into, I have to be extra, extra careful. Because I am on their platform doing what I'm doing. So there's going to be some things happening that I believe are coming pretty fast. And I got to be extra, extra careful. I got to keep everything G-rated on YouTube. But when you go to ninoscorner.tv, it's a much different story there. But I got to be really, with the way this climate's going to be in the next few months, I got to be extra careful. So I'm just letting you all know that there's going to be a lot of shit that I can't cover here, that I'm not going to be able to cover here, because I got to keep the town square, and I can't set off any fucking flags, if you know what I mean. So I think DeSantis is done. I don't know what's going to happen with DeSantis. What I'm looking at now is it looks like the landscape, the battlefront's really changing. And DeSantis takes a swing now. He's getting desperate. So now he's kind of trying to cannibalize his party. So DeSantis takes a swing at McCarthy in hopes of hurting Trump. So now he's kind of just, he's getting desperate, folks. This is what desperate looks like. DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is gunning for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, attacking the embattled GOP leader from the right and aligning himself with insurgent conservatives in Congress who are threatening a government shutdown. So now this guy is just trying to appease anybody he can, get anybody to like him. Desperate. American powwow, September 30th and October 1st would be amazing to see you there. And you know where? El Paso Native American powwow. Only if we could do some peyote. No, just kidding. Embattled GOP from the right and aligning himself with insurgent conservatives in Congress who are threatening a government shutdown. What started as a private strategy session last week between DeSantis and House hardliners has now erupted into a frontal attack on McCarthy. So now we're seeing both sides crumble. They're crumbling, folks. DeSantis ridiculed McCarthy's record on government spending and accused him of being complicit in running up a massive federal debt balance. So he's thinking by attacking McCarthy, getting behind, I don't know, the MAGA people in-house, that somehow he's going to win favor with MAGA. He's trying everything, folks. Nothing's going to work. You know why? Because Nino holds you accountable. All right. On Tuesday, the governor's campaign sent out an email admonishing McCarthy all over again while urging House Republicans to buck the speaker in the current government funding negotiations. Then McCarthy swings back. So now McCarthy's getting tough with the right, folks. After months tiptoeing around the conservatives who have made his speakership a constant high-wire act, House Speaker McCarthy appears to be fed up and ready to fight. The embattled speaker could spark a showdown in the coming days under a plan his leadership team discussed yesterday, according to people familiar with the talks. With 12 days till a government shutdown and more than 50 conservatives lined up in opposition to be proposed GOP stopgap, the plan is simple. Dare them to vote against it. The holdouts might very well do that, the thinking goes, but at the cost of isolating themselves from the rest of the party by sinking a bill their fellow Freedom Caucus allies helped write, one that takes steps to slash spending and fortify the border, both key GOP issues. That would set McCarthy and Co. and company up to blame those holdouts for undercutting the party's negotiating hand with Democrats, ultimately leading to the Senate jamming the House with a shutdown of earnings stopgap without any Republican concessions. I want votes on this, McCarthy told members in a private leadership meeting last night, according to a person present who spoke on the condition of anonymity. That word always gets me, anonymity.
Hi, David. You make me feel so good. Hi, David. David, you're crazy. You know that, right? You're crazy.
Others in the room agreed that the holdouts needed to be put on record. It's more aggressive posture than the speaker has previously adopted. McCarthy's default approach to his critics on the right has been appeasement, giving them pretty much everything they want and more. But lately, he's been going after the detractors. It's a lot of inside fighting, folks. A lot of inside fighting. Both parties are in disarray. This is about to get really interesting. I'm telling you, folks, stick with me on this. It's about to get really interesting. Republicans in chaos. House GOP Yanks vote to avoid a government shutdown after conservatives rebel opposition. House will not vote on rule to advance short-term resolution brokered between right-wing Freedom Caucus and the pragmatic conservative mainstream caucus. Internal strife is playing out in the open as negotiations demand to know what right-wing opposers actually want. Short-term deal has no chance of passing the Senate as end of the fiscal year looms 11 days away, folks. It's always the same old song and dance. What do you think is going to happen? I'm all about ripping the Band-Aid off at this point. McCarthy showed up in Maui weekend before last wearing a Bohemian Club shirt. Wow. So, how many of you saw that Ray Epps? Good old Ray Epps. Ray Epps is charged with rioting during January 6th riots after Tucker Carlson claimed he was FBI plant who incited the unrest. See, this throws a monkey wrench into the whole damn thing. The whole thing. And I'm going to have someone who was at the hearings talk about this today. Epps has finally been charged over his involvement in the Capitol riots in 2021. The delay in the case led to conspiracy theories that he was an FBI plant. His charges come just 2 months after he filed a lawsuit against Fox News. Ray Epps has been charged with disorderly or disruptive conduct in connection with the January 6th riots. Whoa. So what's going to happen to this guy? Because to me, he did more than anybody else out there. Disorderly and disruptive conduct? Epps, who is 61, was yesterday charged by the Department of Justice over his involvement at the U.S. Capitol fracas. I don't know what the hell that means. He has been charged with one misdemeanor count of disorderly and disruptive conduct on restrictive grounds. The former Marine previously said in his lawsuit against Fox News that he expected to be charged over the attack. His legal filing in July claimed that he became the subject of various conspiracy theories after comments by the network's former host, Tucker Carlson. So why is everybody else doing 20, 30 years, and this guy, as of now, what's like nothing? Disruptive conduct? Disorderly disruptive conduct? There's video on this guy telling everybody, pointing to go to the Capitol. Do you guys remember this? He's being protected. He's being protected, folks, because the gig is up. The gig is up. So they're like, oh, let's get him and just smack his wrist a little bit. Let's just give the people what they want a little bit. Take the heat off us. I don't think so. And Zelensky opens U.S. visit with warning, evil cannot be trusted. Think about that for a second. Think about what I just said right now. Evil cannot be trusted. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Tuesday delivered an impassioned speech to world leaders at the UN General Assembly, pushing for sustained support for his embattled nation's fight against Russia as he embarked on a delicate mission to bolster his cause globally and in Washington. More money. Fuck Hawaii. Give me the money. We need it. You can't trust evil. An increasing concern among leaders of the Global South and Republicans in Congress who say the war is consuming too many resources and drawing away from other priorities. Over 3.5 days of meetings and speeches, the Ukrainian leader is charged with finding ways to solidify support as portions of the world seek to move on. He's desperate. He needs more money. Even as he embarked on his mission to confront skeptical voices, Zelensky received a warm welcome inside the Grand UN chamber. Of course he did. Of course he did. But an impossible sign of challenges he faces, he delivered his address to a half-full house, with many delegations declining to appear and listen to what he had to say. Mass destruction is gaining momentum, Zelensky said. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well, fellow leaders. So he's threatening everybody else. Everything's falling apart for these people, folks. Are you not paying attention here? Everything is falling apart. It's not going smoothly. They are desperate. They are panicked. Do you not see this? Give me a thumbs up if you see this. Tell me you're listening to me. Fears of a second war in Europe as Azerbaijan launches military attack. I don't even know how you say that, but I'm going to try it. Azerbaijan carried out strikes on the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region on Tuesday. As it sounds right. It sounds good. I may not be saying it right, but it sounds good to me. So you're going to have to deal with it. So just get used to my the way I read shit. As it announced the launch of an anti-terror operation, a move that threatens to trigger another war in the region. The country's defense ministry said it was using high-precision weapons to incapacitate American-backed forces and target American Armenian military positions in a push to force out formations of Armenia's armed forces. Footage purportedly filmed in Stepanakert. The capital of Karabakh, which is called Karazabakadi in Azerbaijan, captured the sounds of loud shelling and artillery fire. At this moment, the capital of Stepanakert and other cities and villages under intensive fire, an Armenian-based separatist group warned on social media, calling it a large-scale military offensive. How do you guys know what I'm reading? How do you all know how to pronounce this? I'm sweating. You guys know that this is like a workout for me. All right. You guys see the illegal immigrant, David. Oh my God, David, you're so funny. David, you're crazy. Nina, we have no idea either. I know you don't. I know who I'm talking to here. All right. Colony Ridge illegal immigrant town springs up in Texas as local developer sells border crossers property in Texas. Where's Abbott in all of this? Oh, I forgot. Abbott's busy being a rhino. Okay. So border crossers' property without asking them for documentation, with four cartels now operating there. So the cartels are buying land here. This is great. Oh, welcome to Texas. So the Colony Ridge settlement in Liberty County is now 60 square miles. 60 square miles. Same size as Washington, D.C. Migrant expert Todd Brennan says Harris is selling off land without conducting checks. Critics say it has attracted criminals with four cartels operating at the site. Now we have cartels in Texas, which we always have. But now they're operating freely, buying up land. So a Texas developer has been accused of creating a sprawling illegal migrant town by selling off land to border crossers without asking for any paperwork whatsoever. A Texas developer has been accused of creating a sprawling illegal migrant town by selling off land to border crossers without asking for any paperwork at all. William Trey Harris sells plots of Colony Ridge by allowing buyers to purchase land without the need to prove income credit at all. It's just whatever you got, buddy. Give it to me. Maybe we should all get in on this. Critics say the scheme around 20 miles northeast of downtown Houston has drawn in thousands of illegal migrants as well as cartel activity. So now this is going to be a hotbed for cartel activity. Meanwhile, so this is going to be like, we're basically giving them bases, folks. Just think of like bases inside our country. Meanwhile, migrant encounters in July were up 26.9% compared to June, which experts have linked to the settlement's expansion. Senior National Security Fellow Todd Brenson claims Harris has been selling off plots direct to the borrowers for a few hundred dollars without conducting any background checks. Oh, really? Background checks? That's funny. And this is why I have to, and you know, and this is why I say, folks, it's only going to get worse. But I'm going to tell you right now, and timestamp this video, because I'm about to say something important. The biggest mass deportation ever to take place in the history of mankind will happen. So I feel really bad for these people because they're being used as cannon fodder. Just for political, they're political expendables. They're all going to come here and then they're all going to have to go back. And that is why there are rumors, and I have no validation on this, but maybe my Nino Knights can check this out. They're finishing the wall. Is Mexico finishing the wall? Give me a thumbs up if it's true, because I've heard Mexico is finishing parts of the wall. Ah, see, hey, Nino, is Mexico building the wall? Someone already beat me to it. See where I'm going? Why are they building? Why are they finishing the wall? Because they know they're coming back. Yeah. Ugh. I'm telling you, folks, I know we win this. I wouldn't be doing this. Look how it's all playing out. Look how it's all playing out. They're getting panicked. Everything we said 2 years ago on ninoscorner.tv, we've been in the sphere of it. It's happening. YouTube suspends Russell Brand's revenues from his channel. So this is what you're dealing with YouTube. That's why in the next few months, I'm going to have to be extra, extra careful, folks. YouTube has suspended Russell Brand's ability to earn money on the platform after allegations of rape and sexual assault in a massive hit to his finances. The video sharing and social media site said it has suspended Brand's channel from the YouTube Partner Program after serious allegations against him. Whatever happened to being innocent until proven guilty? Whatever happened to that? Oh, that's not America anymore. Oh, no. That's that. Now that doesn't count anymore. You're guilty until proven innocent now. So on just pure allegations, what someone says, you're now guilty. See how this works? See where we're headed really fast. Actually, we're there. We're already there. They have taken this guy's stream of income and delivered it right up his ass. Okay? Because why? Because someone said something about him. And we have to take the side of the women. Because you know why? Because the Me Too movement, that's why. I have a question for all you ladies out there. And I talk about this on the drop. Do you have sons? Do you have grandsons? Do you not see what's going on here? That now a woman, she could just be hurt. Or maybe she's just bitter. Maybe she had sex with someone that she just doesn't like anymore and she hates him. Can say anything. Can now say anything they want and put you in fucking jail. I don't like the way he treated me. He didn't take me to dinner before he slept with me. I don't like the rude things he said to me while we were having sex. I'm going after him. I'm going to put him in jail. Do you have sons? Do you have grandsons? Do you have nephews that you love? They're targets now. We're all targets. And especially the alpha, strong, white male. They're a threat. Texas teacher fired after assigning an illustrated Anne Frank book. A Texas middle school teacher has been fired after assigning an unapproved illustrated version of Anne Frank's diary to her eighth grade reading class. She was fired for this. Per report on KDFM, a spokesperson for Hampshire Fennett ISD, located south of Beaumont, released a statement confirming the teacher was sent home on Wednesday after reading a passage from Anne Frank's diary. The graphic adaptation in which Frank wrote about male and female genitalia. But hey, that's wrong. But hey, it's okay if they were the same sex. What world are we living in right now? This is insane. I don't know. This is the Twilight Zone. How did this happen so fast? That's the question I have. How did this happen so fast? One day things were kind of normal, and now it's like do 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 do, bing 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 bing. It's crazy. Anne Frank, a Jewish teenager, journaled her experiences that as she and her family hid for 2 years during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. Her diary, which was published in 1947, has been used in schools for decades to educate students on the Holocaust. While previous versions of Anne Frank's diary was omitted sections in which she wrote about sexuality. The 2018 graphic novel adapted by Ari Folman and illustrated by David Polonsky remains faithful to the original text. Folman's parents are Holocaust survivors. Okay. Isleta del Sur tribe, El Paso, Texas. Come on by. What? But I am not an Indian. Actually, I am a little bit. I think my grandfather, not dot, but feather. That one, but the one with the feather. All right. I want to read legitimate news sources. Howard Stern proudly declares he's a woke motherfucker. Wow. I really used to like Howard Stern. I didn't really ever really like him that much, but I thought he had an entertaining radio show. But now it's like the guy's gone completely batshit crazy. And Howard Stern says critics calling him woke are actually paying him a compliment. Really, dude? Really, remember I say this, folks, they stole the awakening process and packaged it up and called it woke. Okay, that's all they did. Evil steals organically growing movements, and they make it their own. So Stern discussed the topic on Monday edition of the Howard Stone Stern Show. Stern played a clip from a fan's YouTube video in which the fan stated that he's a big fan of Stern, but he said the radio show has gone too woke. Are you guys fans of Howard Stern? By the way, I kind of take that as a compliment that I'm woke. I tell you how I feel about it. To me, the opposite of woke, by the way, is being asleep. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're the manufactured globalist joke. What you are, sir, is a joke. I'm always bewildered. I can't believe really that these people are proud of this shit. It's like, to me, I always considered Stern a smart guy. I always thought he was intelligent. Or is he just compromised? I mean, what is going on with this guy? I don't get it, because there's no way this guy could be bragging about this. There's no way he could be bragging about this. It's like saying, I'm proud to be a product of the dark side. I'm not for stupidity, you know. I ran out Friday morning. I was over CVS. Thank you, CVS. I went over there at 9 a.m. and got myself the new this. He's bragging about taking these. This guy is bragging basically about having a low IQ or just not being spiritually awake. So you know what, Stern? You can have it. You can have it, sir. He's pushing this. Don't put it in here. We know we see you coming. We see all of you coming. At least my audience does. So check this out. I talked to a couple of my friends in Hollywood, and they're saying that there's a new fight in Hollywood. Basically, Hollywood is just, it's done. Hollywood is done, and it's getting really ugly. So it has become a big guessing game in Hollywood circles, who is getting what and how much following the sale of TPG's majority stake of Creative Artists Agency. A French luxurious goods mogul. So basically, the Financial Times report over the weekend said that the talent agency's top staff are in line to pocket more than $200 million. That could be a major payday for co-chairs Brian Lord, Kevin Huvane, and Richard Lovett, as well as big agents like Maya Dockel, who just so happens to represent Salma Hayek, who is married to none other than Pinault. I don't know who that is. But five current and former CAA staffers, who many of whom anxiously await word of how much equity they can cash out, told Confiner that they are pissed over internal chatter that, unlike their higher-ups, they're getting stiffed and will only be able to monetize 10 to 50% of their equity, with the rest being rolled into a new equity. It's getting pretty ugly, one former CAA executive told Confiner. People are extremely mad. This is equity that you've earned. While a financial decision on the payout is yet to be announced, those with equity are already considering their legal options. It's so demoralizing and gross, another equity holder who took a reduction in their salary in exchange for that equity told Confiner. We made them all this money, and they are faking that they care on the picket lines, protesting the greed of the studio bosses. In the meantime, they're taking people's prime earning years, and now we can't monetize our equity. When I was in LA this last time, there was tons of picketing, tons of people in Hollywood picketing, writers, everything. So I know that this paradigm is crashing down, and I don't think it's going to come back. What I do think they're going to do here is I think they're hoping to replace actors, everybody, with AI. That's going to be everything, folks. AI, everything. And just like Queen said, you remember the singer from Queen? What was his name? Who's the Queen singer? Can someone tell me down there? I forgot his name. Queen, the singer of Queen. Very famous guy. What's his name? Freddie. Yep, Freddie. Freddie Mercury. That's right. Freddie Mercury. Just like he said, music would lose its soul because he saw what was going to be happening technologically. Just like Freddie Mercury said, music will lose its soul. Now movies. But I think movies have already lost their soul. And I think music lost its soul a long time ago. Long time ago. I think the last best decade of the music was 90s. Only because I think that was the last creative wave. Maybe a little bit into the early 2000s. And there's some good songs here and there. Not going to lie. It still comes out every so often. But the creative movement of music is, I haven't heard anything good in years. And now I have to search the internet to find it. There's some good artists out there, but I'm talking mainstream. I'm talking mainstream. Do you guys agree with me or am I just, yeah, music's awful now. I agree. So as this paradigm is coming down, folks, and I think the Sound of Freedom did very well at this. Sound of Freedom proved to everybody else that you don't need Hollywood. They proved it. They smashed records in the box office. Sound of Freedom made that very powerful statement. And who better to do it than Jim Caviezel, right? That's what I say. Sound of Freedom used social media to propel itself. Genius. And I think the way, you know, me being a fly on the background watching the whole thing, I think it was divine. I think it was all God. The way it worked out is the way it had to work out. And yes, it kind of sat in the background for a while, for about 5 years. It should have been out sooner, or maybe not. Maybe it came right at the right time. Let's get to some what the fuck news. In what the fuck news, Patriot fan dies. Did you guys see this? Patriot fan dies after getting punched in the face by Dolphin supporter at Gillette Stadium. Jeez. The New Hampshire father of two who died after an incident at Gillette Stadium during the New England Patriots game Sunday had been punched in the face and knocked unconscious by a Miami Dolphins fan, according to witnesses. Golly. Dale Mooney, 53, was treated at the scene by EMTs and rushed to the hospital after he had been described as an apparent medical event, but was pronounced dead shortly before midnight. Damn. A spectator has now claimed that he witnessed a physical altercation between Mooney and a Dolphins fan. The Dolphins fan walks over and clearly punches him in the face. Joey Kilmartin of Nashua, New Hampshire, told the news outlet that Mooney also had gotten into a physical confrontation with other fans toward the end of the fourth quarter. He said Mooney never regained consciousness after being punched and that the EMTs performed CPR on him before rushing him to the Sunday Sturdy Memorial Hospital in Attleboro. It's an unfortunate situation. I feel bad for the family. He described the incident to Foxborough Police. He provided a video of the incident to WCVB, which published images from the clip showing Mooney getting his shirt pulled. The footage shows Mooney approaching the other fans on 300-level stadium. So is this guy instigating the fight? He basically grabbed another fan, Kilmartin told WCVB. They started tussling around for a few minutes. At one point, another fan walked over. He punched him, and the man just went out. It was pretty hard to watch. Huh. I want to know what happened. What caused this? I just don't understand why people have to go to that extreme. Why can't this just be fun? That's all it's supposed to be, a family fun event. What do you guys think? Lisa said her husband and father of two and season ticket holder for 30 years went to the game with three friends who told her they were taunted by other fans. It takes a lot to get him mad. He has the patience of a saint. I don't know what happened, Lisa told the outlet, adding that her husband had no mental condition that she knew of. No charges have been filed, though Killerman told Massa Live that witnessed cops take the man into custody. Massachusetts State Police assigned to the Norfolk DA's office had been assigned to the investigation. Autopsy results are still pending. So, I mean, like, well, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it's just a game. It's a game. I've never understood anybody who paints their face. I mean, look, for fun or whatever. But I've been at football games. I've been at basketball games where people get pissed off and they want to fucking fight. Like at other people, I've never been involved in that, but I've watched other people. I've seen tempers flare, and it's for what? It's a game. It's grown men. You're watching other grown men play with a ball in tights, and you're getting mad about that. Other grown men, and you're wearing on your shirt, you're wearing another man's name. Think about this just for a second. That's all I'm asking. You're a grown man, over 30, whatever, wearing another grown man's name on your shirt, paying money to go watch that grown man play with a ball. That's all I got to say. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Yeah! Please share and like this video. All right, folks, I'm out.